guards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
Kia ora, Justine. How are you?
Morning, Rachel. How are you? I'm good.
I'm good. I hope you and your bubble are getting on well at level 3. We've had some union questions for you. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, let's jump in.
Awesome. So the first one we've got is, what's the deal with the new wage subsidy, please? And what do you do if your boss isn't applying for it, but you're not getting paid your normal rate?
So that's a really good question. The wage subsidy is for Auckland only. As far as I know, 89%, something like 89% of businesses in Auckland have applied for it. So that's quite a large amount.
Mm.
I would query that quite urgently, why your boss hasn't applied for it. Or maybe they have and haven't informed you, because that does sound odd. If you are not getting paid your normal hours and you haven't had a discussion about, you know, an hours variation, that's pretty bad practice on the part of your employer, because as we've talked about previously, any kind of variation to your contract, even if it's necessary, you know, because there's a lockdown, needs to be discussed, and it needs to be transparent, and you need to understand why, and it needs to be by agreement. So I think that this person needs to have a discussion with their employer about whether they've applied for the wage subsidy, why their hours have been changed without their input, and, you know, and come to some kind of agreement. I think, because I obviously you would agree, if there's a lockdown, you probably would have agreed to an hour variation, but they didn't talk to you about it, which isn't okay.
Mm-hmm. That actually kind of segues into our next question quite nicely, which is, I work in hospo and my hours are less because with takeaway only, we're only open for shorter hours. Is this normal, or should I be getting paid the same as I was being paid?
So it really depends on what's in your contract. If your contract says you, you know, you work a certain amount of hours and you're not being offered those hours, you're still entitled to be paid that. Now, in a situation like this where there's, you know, a lockdown, your boss might have a conversation with you and say, can we negotiate during the lockdown that you work less hours because we're open less hours, and you might agree to that. But the fact that these conversations aren't happening is troubling, because it kind of says to me that the employer just thinks that they can get away with breaking the contract and potentially the law. So I would definitely bring that up, because I think you need to demonstrate that you do know what your rights are, and that they do need to be transparent with you, and that they can't just change your hours without talking to you about it. And it does depend what's in your contract. But I would assume if you've been working consistent hours, you know, from the start of your employment, you know, even if it was like, if you've been working consistent hours for, say, 6 months, they shouldn't just change your hours without talking to you.
This person has said, I'm not working and my work isn't actually paying me during level 3. Can I ask my work to pay me, or do I need to go to work and income?
That really depends on this person's situation. So, if you've got a job, they should have applied for the wage subsidy, and they're not able to perform that job during lockdown. I would start with a conversation with my employer about what's happening with the wage subsidy, because as I said, 89% of businesses in Auckland have applied for it. So, why hasn't this organisation? Because that's the first kind of port of call for you if you've still got that job. You know, you're not working right now, but you're still in that employment relationship. So I'd be asking about the wage subsidy, and I kind of go from there, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Because the wage subsidy is there to make sure that you are paid, and I would hate to think that they did apply for it and haven't passed it on. So I would start there.
We've just had another question as well, which says, during April, I was forced to take all my leave, which I can prove. Although I enjoyed the time off, I found out later that this was illegal. Any advice on that one, Justine?
So I'd need to know a little bit more about the situation and the circumstances. An employer can direct an employee to take leave, though it should be by agreement. So, you know, it's definitely not good practice. Whether I'd say it's illegal or not, I think that's a bit of a grey area. I think it's bad practice, and I think it's a bad employer. You know, you should never feel forced to take leave. I would, because I think that there might be more to the story, I want this person to either go to their union or to the Citizens Advice Bureau or like a community law centre just to get a little bit more advice, because as I said, I don't have all that context, but it's not good practice. An employer shouldn't be forcing you to take leave without your agreement.
And very last question is one that we've had before, but very good to reiterate. Somebody's asked, my work's on a hiring freeze, but I want to ask for a pay rise. Am I allowed to ask, or do I have to wait till that hiring freeze is over?
So this is just more about strategy, really. Of course, you're allowed to ask. You know, there's nothing stopping you from asking for a pay increase. I would say the fact that they currently have a hiring freeze, I don't know, it might not be a good time to ask in terms of getting the pay, you know, in terms of getting the pay rise. Mm. So I think it's just, you're allowed to ask, but think about it, you know, like I generally would say we want to be strategic in when we ask and the timing and stuff like that. So I don't know. It really depends. If you're being paid less than the industry standard, then you should ask regardless of whether there's a hiring freeze.
We've just had one quick question right before we let you go here, Justine. Are you all right to answer one last one? Somebody's just said, my work's paying us 60% of our total wage during lockdown to try and avoid redundancies. This means we're on way less than minimum wage and working 40 hours. Is this legal?
That doesn't sound right to me. So the wage, I would want this person to look at what the wage subsidy is for the full-time equivalent wage subsidy and whether that's what they're being paid. Your employer should absolutely top that up to your normal salary, though, especially if you're working 40 hours a week. That doesn't sound right to me at all. If you're getting paid less, I would expect that the company, you're not working your usual hours and the company's not making their usual profits. That's why the wage subsidy exists.
Mm.
and why people are, agreeing to earn less. So if you're working your usual hours and just being paid less, that doesn't sound right. You should never get below minimum wage for working 40 hours either. So I think this person definitely needs to talk to somebody about this, and your colleagues as well. If they're in a union, they should definitely contact their union, and if they're not, there's no time, like the present to join a union. as I said, the Community Law Centre or the Citizens Advice Bureau, that doesn't sound right to me. It could be the wage subsidy, but they shouldn't be working full-time if it's the wage subsidy and your employer should be topping it up.
Well, thank you very much, Justine, for answering all those questions. We'll talk to you again next week, and I hope you have a good one until then.
Yeah, you too. No worries. I hope it was helpful.
It was very helpful. Thanks, Justine.
Cheers.
Yeah. Bye. Take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union representative Justine Sachs.